what do you call the power of the enlightened being, of the Buddha, yes, means that, in fact, the quality, it refers to the qualities of the Buddha. So these are the six kind of supersensible cognition, or this six kind of supersensible cognition, yes. And and then the six kind of activities of the Buddha.
Et quand on parle du pouvoir de Bouddha, en fait, cela se réfère à ses qualités, qui sont les six sortes de facultés suprasensorielles et les six formes d'activité.
Quelle est ta tambour number qui va trop les tempo à temps qui va qui fait number qui va tomber.
And the first supersensible cognition, there are two things, yes, in the first one. So that is the supersensible cognitions of the death, yes, death, and the supersensible cognition of the birth, yes.
En ce qui concerne les deux premières facultés.
Sensory cognition.
En ce qui concerne les deux premières facultés suprasensorielles, il s'agit de la faculté de connaître la mort et la renaissance.
So the second one is the supersensible cognition of a divine ear. How do you say divine? Audio, yes, divine auditorium, yes, or divine hearing, yes.
Et la troisième de ces facultés, c'est l'audition, l'oreille divine.
Tene lai nabu ngon xe te, sen jin nam je, tharang da la so ba tam je, tene tuto wo ye bre.
What is it called? The supersensible, the supersensory cognition of the divine ear. It refers to that the power through which he could hear, and through which and the sound of the different being in distant, a very distant place, a great distant place, is also heard without any obstruction.
Ce qu'on appelle le l'ouïe divine est le fait de pouvoir entendre le son des différentes classes d'êtres dans des endroits très éloignés et sans aucun obstacle.
Somba yinje semche penoje.
And the third supersensory cognition, the fourth shibasana.
Somba.
The third one is the supersensory cognition of the other's mind, the mind of the other being.
Et la troisième, c'est la troisième, je me suis trompée, l'autre c'était la deuxième. La troisième, c'est la connaissance suprasensorielle de l'esprit d'autrui.
Ben, yensin qui est pas moins qui était, non, je le temps, t'as le temps de dire ce pas quoi, t'en m'aimes pas, moi je suis tout.
So concerning the supersensory cognition of others' mind, Rinpoche says not only through this cognition and the mind of the other is known or understood, known yourself, what he is thinking, not only by applying a reasoning or not only through deduction, but he knows it through this power. He knows the mind of the other beings directly. Yes.
Et cette connaissance n'est pas une connaissance qui vient du raisonnement et de la déduction, mais une connaissance directe de l'esprit d'autrui.
C'est malade pe nantala tena malade pe jinsin chi pe ngai chi mang bo song.
So when we read the life story of Milarepa, so Rinpoche says we will find that he he told many things in his the biography as to which we can know that he has a very the power of supersensory cognition of others' mind.
Et il y a beaucoup de détails dans la vie de Milarepa, dans sa biographie, qui montrent qu'il possédait cette connaissance suprasensorielle de l'esprit d'autrui.
So then the fourth supersensory cognition is that the memory or the remembrance of the previous place, which refers to the previous birthdays.
La quatrième de ces facultés est celle de se souvenir des endroits antérieurs, des vies antérieures.
The supersensory cognition of previous birth means previous place or previous birth, yes. Means Rinpoche said that the knowledge, the transcendent knowledge, through which knowledge of what the certain beings, what they have done in previous life, yes, whatever activities the beings have carried out in their previous life, whether it is a positive one or a negative one, or wholesome or unwholesome, he knows all these things through this power.
Et cette faculté se réfère au fait de pouvoir connaître tout ce que les êtres ont fait dans leur vie antérieure, que ce soit des actes positifs ou négatifs.
And then the fifth supersensory cognition is the supersensory cognition of miracle powers.
Et la cinquième de ces facultés est la faculté des pouvoirs miraculeux.
What is called the supersensory cognition of miracle means that the Buddha and the Bodhisattvas know and where the disciple to be tamed or to be trained is existing, where he lives, and in what time he should go, and then he goes there in the right time. So the knowledge of all these things is called the supersensory cognition of miracle. And then he goes there, yes, with miracle power. He appears there through miracle power. And he tamed them with the miracle power. No, he goes there with the miracle power. Yes. Yes. Supersensory cognition of miracle means that the knowledge, you know, and he knows that the Buddha, you know, he knows that where his disciple, to which whom is to be tamed, you know, to be tamed the animals, the wild animal, we tame it, we make it very soft, we make it very polite, obedient, discipline. Yes, he knows how to discipline where the disciple to be disciplined lives, you know, where he lives. And then he goes there with the miracle power.
Et donc, ce pouvoir se réfère au fait que le Bouddha sait comment discipliner, c'est quel disciple il y a à discipliner, comment le discipliner, et par ses pouvoirs miraculeux, il va à cet endroit pour le discipliner.
Pena tene ranga dorzar chobe loma je tha rengbo le yeba yena te ngai hi ji hi te durbe tuso le baba yena.
For example, when he knows a certain disciple to be tamed, and for example, yes, when certain disciple to be tamed at the right time, yes, So he knows where he lives. And then when the right time comes, then he goes there through miracle power and to tame him.
Par exemple, il sait quel est le moment juste pour discipliner un disciple, quel disciple peut être discipliné, et à ce moment juste, il va par ses pouvoirs miraculeux à l'endroit où il vit pour le discipliner.
Tene ta trupa de sak sakpa sepe ngam bar kibar.
And the sixth supersensory cognition is the supersensory cognition of the exhaustion of all the what they call the exhaustion, yes, of all the contaminating factors
Et le sixième de ces facultés est la faculté de d'éliminer les facteurs contaminés.
Tene sapa sebe ngai ki te kovala torze je thamun somdo yin la ma te bangun somdo chen ba ta ul sebe.
So what's called the supersensory cognition of the exhaustion of all the contaminating factors. It means that the transcendental that his knowledge is of the means, yes, a skillful means, what kind of skillful means he should apply yes, to liberate the beings. So in this matter he does not rely on any other external causes.
Et cette faculté se réfère au fait qu'il sait quel moyen a pu employer pour libérer les êtres et qu'il n'a pas besoin de cause de.
He doesn't need external. He doesn't need to rely on, depend on.
External.
Yeah, other external causes, yes.
Et il n'a pas besoin de s'en remettre à des causes extérieures.
To the others, then.
He
does not to rely on the others.
Donc il ne dépend pas des autres.
Then drava ngon ki trupo te thar senpa te sanje liye pare. Tene sanje senpa, papa sanje senpa naona sanje tangji sunchunpa ye pare.
And then concerning these the six kind of the supersensory cognition, and the Buddha has them, the one that Buddha has is a perfect one. It's a completely perfected one, yes. And however, the Bodhisattvas also they have them, but they are not, they have just, what do you call it, the, just I always find difficult, corresponding powers are similar, yes. Similar powers. Similar means not exactly the same, but less powerful, yes.
Et les Bouddhas ont ces facultés portées à la perfection. Les Bodhisattvas ont des facultés similaires, mais qui ne sont pas aussi puissantes, qui ne sont pas aussi parfaites.
Literally, Jyotsutumba means which is in accordance with the power that the power, you know, the power, yes, Jyotsunyuba, yes, the power which are in accordance with the power that the Buddha possesses. In accordance, yes, in accordance with. Right.
Donc les bodhisattvas ont des pouvoirs rapprochants, en accord avec ceux des Bouddhas.
Ta sancho sembele na batom dodi.
So now Rinpoche would like to give the brief explanation on the six kind of activities of the enlightened being or bodhisattva.
Et Rinpoche va nous expliquer la six.
Kind of activity.
Allez, les six formes d'activité des Bouddhas.
Le namba trote trok tambo den thomle re.
Thomle.
Thomle.
Zigbile.
Thomle am zigbile.
The first one is the activity of seeing.
La première est l'activité de voir.
Thombe le am sikpe le de kande de se na tene ja se sanju sapa nam je jikten je khan da jikten je khan ne ban rowa nam tene thon tam ba den bar ma ro ba kun zo to nang sam nang sam da joma sam do se pare.
So what is called what is called the activities of seeing means that Buddhas and they see all the Buddhas, this Buddha is, he sees, he realizes that both the both the universe and the beings who live in this universe are not inherently existent in reality. However, they appear in the way like the magical appearances, illusions, or like the dream. So this he saw. So means he realized it directly, and he saw it directly.
Et cette activité consiste en le fait que les Bouddhas voient que quoi que les êtres apparaissent dans les six mondes, qui apparaissent dans les six mondes, n'ont pas d'existence intrinsèque.
The noble beings, Bodhisattva.
Yes, but they appear in the six worlds.
They are like magical illusions.
Yes.
The appearances. They know the two things, the universe and the beings of the universe, you know. That means the outer container world and the contained beings. Mm. Both are in reality not inherently existent, they are void. But the way they appear is just like
le monde et ce qui est contenu, les êtres, qui apparaissent dans les six classes d'êtres, quoi qu'ils apparaissent, sont en fait comme une illusion magique.
Tene ton tambar tanda tongba ni je tong nyam ja de tongba ni je tong on som de to na tene ji thop do yuma ta go se ge
concerning this thing, all the phenomena as the appearances of all the phenomena as magical illusion or the dream, the Buddha says the first one has to realize, yes, one has to realize the shunyata, the ultimate truth, shunyata, through resting in the meditation. So then one will, this realization has become perfected, and then in the post meditation everything then appears as a magical illusion.
En ce qui concerne le fait de percevoir tous les phénomènes comme des rêves ou des illusions magiques, on acquiert cette faculté par la méditation. Une fois que cette faculté est parfaitement parachevée, dans les phases post-méditatives, tous les phénomènes apparaissent comme des illusions magiques.
Tene tonye ngonson do ma to pe sancho sambada sema nam je jitok do jomantabu me ba sebare ma to jomantabu me sikha to go.
And however, the bodhisattva and bodhisattvi who have not realized the voidness directly, and for them, the things that manifest in the post meditation is not really, it doesn't appear really like a magical illusion or like a dream. And however, they think of them, they imagine them, they take them, yes, as magical illusion or as a dream, yes.
Les bodhisattvas masculins et féminins qui n'ont pas réalisé parfaitement la vacuité des phénomènes pensent, après la méditation, que les phénomènes sont comme des illusions magiques, quoi qu'ils ne le réalisent pas directement.
Concerning the seeing like a magical illusion, it means like seeing the things in the dream when one is aware of it, when one knows that he's dreaming.
Et percevoir les phénomènes comme des illusions correspond au fait de s'apercevoir que le rêve, de prendre conscience du rêve quand on rêve.
So the second activity of the Bodhisattva is to guide or to teach.
La deuxième activité des Bouddhas est guider ou enseigner.
I don't think it's a guide or teach, but the Tenpa means to show, yes.
Reveal.
To reveal themselves, you know, in certain form, yes. So in order to work for the benefit of the beings, and they manifest something like intransitable. They appear, they make them appear in different forms, yes.
Et cette deuxième activité est de montrer ou de se révéler.
In different forms. Yeah, they reveal themselves in different forms.
Et cela consiste en le fait qu'ils se manifestent sous différentes formes.
And then the third activity of the Bodhisattva is the radiating the light, you know, sending the light out.
La troisième des activités des Bouddhas est irradier la lumière. Excusez-moi, c'est l'activité des Bodhisattvas.
And here the activities of sending light out means that the noble Bodhisattva, the realized Bodhisattvas, they send through their miracle power, they send the light out of their body, from their body. They radiate light, and then they make light falls on all the beings in the lower realms, and they are liberated. They liberate through sending light on them, you know. And then also sending light on the out, and it makes them fall on the Maras, yes, on the devils, the Mara, yes. And they destroy all the Maras, yes.
Et cette activité consiste en le fait que les Bodhisattvas émanent de la lumière, que de leur corps émane de la lumière qui va en les trois mondes inférieurs, libérer tous les êtres, et que cette lumière également détruit les Maras.
And then the fourth activity is called the activities of spontaneous play or manifestation. Spontaneous play. Yes.
La quatrième activité.
Spontaneous play.
Fourth. Et l'activité du jeu spontané.
Then the rope less is the Sanjus, Papa Sanjus, and but none. Corje, Jen, Corje, Nando.
The activities of spontaneous play means that through their miracle power, and they create the mandala of the old noble beings, and then they roll by means they. They enjoy the samadhi, yes, among them, or they display,
you know,
The rest in the they created first the Arya or the noble Bodhisattva, they create through their miracle power, they create the great mandala of the other Bodhisattvas, and then the rest in meditation, or literally they say it's to enjoy, to enjoy the meditations.
Ce pouvoir consiste en le fait que les bodhisattvas créent par leur pouvoir miraculeux un mandala avec d'autres bodhisattvas et qu'ensuite ils restent en méditation, qu'ils profitent du samadhi.
And then the fifth activity is the activities of emanations, or to emanate.
La cinquième activité est l'activité des émanations.
Trupa teyan zolankep zov trupa tan. Nyate regon la sopa jeva trupa tan. Tsenta tezi ji jenba. Tene sanji jomdin de tabo. Tene chok trupa.
Concerning the emanations, emanation and the bodhisattva, they manifest in different, the noble bodhisattva, yes, enlightened beings. They manifest in different forms, or they emanate, they take the emanation of different forms, yes, such as a very skillful artist, yes, or a craftsman, or in the form of a rabbit, in animals, yes, also emanate in the emanate, take the emanation, what do you call the emanate, yes? They emanate in the form of animal, different kind of animals also. For example, the fishes and the rabbits and so on. And then also they, and then they emanate in the form of Buddha, yes, which is called the Nirmanakaya, in the form of human being, yes. And adorned with the or ornament with the many many auspicious and good sign like 32 signs, yes. Like Gautama Buddha, Chokutruku, yes. That is Param Nirmanaka. No. He didn't name just to
cette activité consiste à prendre à s'émaner sous différentes formes. Soit sous la forme d'artiste, sous la forme de peintre, ou sous la forme d'animaux comme des poissons ou des lapins, ou sous la forme d'émanations sublimes comme le corps du Bouddha orné des 32 caractéristiques.
And then the sixth activity is called the activities of activities the purifying the land, or what you call the pure land, also activities through which they purify the land, means they create a pure land.
Et la sixième activité consiste à créer des terres pures.
Tene kien yon se takpe le se jete ton tambar chue tam je nyamba nye de tobe tse mada gantropa da nam do tam je sebe tobe je tene kien yon se takpe nama de shabu yore.
So the here the activities of the the activities through which the pure land is a pure field or land is created is this the meaning of this is that when and when all the illusions impurities become exhausted, completely finished, and become completely free from yes, when all the impurities and the illusions, they're exhausted, completely finished, purified, then everything manifest as a everything, all the phenomena manifest as pure.
Et cette activité consiste dans le fait que quand les bodhisattvas ont éliminé toutes les illusions et toutes les impuretés, tous les phénomènes se manifestent sous forme pure.
Tena chenkan se je te yana tene serur de denba drupa ji yo mare tekpa chen bi lo la chenkan ji yam chenkan ji ye ngo ma te sen je ne lo sen je ne lo nyam ni je nyam ba ni ji yen de chenkan ji ye de.
So according to in the Mahayana, Rinpoche says when we talk about pure land or shinkam, it's not something which is materially exist or which something exists in other places or certain places, but in fact it is a manifestation of our own nature of the mind when it becomes completely pure, which is to say that the very true nature of our own mind is the basis for the pure land.
Quand on parle de terre pure dans le Mahayana, il ne s'agit pas de terre extérieure, d'un pays, d'un endroit spécial, mais c'est simplement la forme pure de l'esprit, la forme pure de la nature de l'esprit. Donc ces terres pures existent dans l'esprit même.
And for example, when we see a very pleasant dream, yes, and a very auspicious dream, very pleasant dream, so in fact when we examine this appearance of the auspicious dream or things, yes, in dream, or the pleasant things, is not something which appears from outside, from other places. In fact, it is appears in our own mind, and the basis, yes, of this manifestation of all these things is our own true nature of the mind, the real nature of the mind, which is a nyamni, in which everything is a nyamni, oneness. Everything is equal, yes. Everything is equal. There's no dualistic, that means.
Et quand on fait, par exemple, un très beau rêve, ce rêve ne vient pas de l'extérieur, mais de notre esprit même. Et le rêve est contenu à la base dans la nature pure. Cet état est contenu à la base dans la nature pure de l'esprit. The pure nature of the mind.
The pure nature of the mind. The basic nature of the mind, yes. Is nyambani, free from dualism, that means it's equality, which means there is no dualism.
Donc cet état est contenu dans la base de la nature de l'esprit qui est égale, en lequel il n'y a pas de dualité.
Or the state, nyamni, literally meaning is the state of equality. Nyam means equal, ni is refers to the abstract, no, the state of being equal, yes.
Donc c'est nyam. Le stade nyam ni, d'égalité, d'égalité.
Donna semje ne log nyam ni je nanja la denbari kempan kurvatan. Denbari kempan nam do tham je se te talpa na wa kya wa dikhen kamre.
Tonto, Sanginello.
Sanginello, Yammy, Yammy, Nanjala, Nanjala, then Barricamba,
also, Corvat,
Wang and Corvatan, then Yinja Namdo said the Takunawa Karate, the name
is in Kansas. So, in fact, Rinpoche says what we call the samsara is that to be attached or to cling. To the manifestation of these of the appearances of the manifestation, yes, of the true nature of the mind, which is nyamni, which is the state of being ego, which is equal, yes, equality, yes. Then the samsara appears, and when all the when one becomes completely free from the clinging or or the grasping to these as a reality, yes, then the pure land manifests spontaneously, automatically. Yes. The first one is clinging to them as reality. Yes.
Et en fait, le samsara apparaît du fait de saisir comme réel ces manifestations du stade de l'égalité, de nyamni. Et une fois que l'on et quand on ne s'attache plus à ces manifestations comme réelles,
yes, when this, or in the other sense, when this, as Rinpoche says, when this clinging becomes purified, which means when we become free from all this clinging to these manifestations of the true nature of the mind as a reality, then it's automatically everything transforms into pure land.
Et quand c'est cette saisie de la manifestation, des manifestations de la nature pure de l'esprit, quand cette saisie a disparu, automatiquement se manifeste l'éther pur.
And generally, we must say that concerning the pure land, there are two aspects: that of the that of the relative, which means which is just appearance, and that of the absolute one.
Il y a deux niveaux dans l'éther pur. Il y a le niveau relatif par lequel elles apparaissent et le niveau absolu.
So, yes, the different pure lands of the Buddhas, such as, for example, the pure land in the east, the eastern pure land, and the western pure land, and the southern pure land, and the western and the northern pure land, etc. The pure land which exists, which are described as being existing, yes, or which are taught as being existent, yes, in a certain direction. These pure land are the pure land of in relative level, yes.
Et par exemple, les terres pures, les paradis du sud, de l'est, de l'ouest ou du nord, les terres pures que l'on nomme dans les différentes directions, c'est ce qu'on appelle les terres pures relatives.
The presentation of the pure land, yes, in different directions or in greater distance or near to us, etc. There are all the what you call the conceptual presentation, yes.
Et la présentation de ces terres pures avec des directions et des distances et la présentation conceptuelle est une présentation conceptuelle.
So that is the pure land in relative level. The absolute one, or the ultimate pure land, is the our own the real nature of the mind, the true nature of the mind, which inherently is equality, yes, a state of equal, yes, and very spacious, very open, and indivisible union of clarity and voidness.
Et ce qu'on appelle l'éther pur, absolu, c'est la vraie nature de l'esprit qui est unique, égale, qui est l'union de la clarté et de la vacuité, et
open space,
qui est très très vaste, yeah, et ouverte.
And relax, a state of complete relax.
Et complètement détendu.
Mm-hmm. So when we realize this the state of the mind, which is completely open and spacious, and then that means then we see at that very moment we are in the and the ultimate pure land, or the pure land of the Buddha.
Et quand on réalise cette vraie nature de l'esprit ouverte et vaste, à ce moment-là, on est dans les terres pures des Bouddhas, dans les terres pures des Bouddhas.
Tene senje nelo bayanga tonto de tele nyambar ya na kenka na neba.
So yes, by realizing the true nature of the mind, which is equality or which is spacious, so then if you rest in this very state, if you continue to rest in this state, so that is resting in the pure land or abiding in the pure land.
Et rester continuellement dans cet état d'ouverture et d'égalité et rester dans les terres pures.
Tene sancho sempe le namba to ke yana sancho phapa sancho sempa nana jinten pa tang thar sempa de sanje le.
So then the concerning the the six kind of activities of the enlightened being, and so the one that is Buddha has have them, yes, Buddha is possess them or endowed with them, the one, yes, the one which are the perfect one, yes, is endowed by the Buddha or possessed by the Buddha, and that which is that which are in accordance with the activities of the Buddha are possessed by the Bodhisattvas.
Et ces six activités portées à la perfection sont
the noble Bodhisattvas,
celles des Bouddhas, et les activités qui s'en rapprochent sont celles des Bodhisattvas.
So, however, in this text, these powers of the Buddhas are applied to the enlightened Bodhisattvas.
Quoi qu'il en soit, dans le texte, ces pouvoirs des Bouddhas sont appliqués aux Bodhisattvas.
So that's the brief explanation on the six kind of supersensory cognition and the six kind of activities of the enlightened being.
Et c'était la brève explication des six sortes de facultés suprasensorielles et des six formes d'activité des êtres illuminés.
So now, today, if you have a question, please ask.
Et aujourd'hui, si vous avez quelques doutes et des questions, vous pouvez les poser. Qu'est-ce que tu as dit? On a atteint la première terre de Bodhisattva. Hein? Oui. So, what does it mean in accordance to what you just explained about pure land? The fact that when we
it is said that when we are in the ocean, we achieve the first level of the Bodhisattva.
So what does it mean in accordance to what you just
explained? So
So generally speaking, and when we talk about to be reborn in the pure land or not to be reborn in the pure land, when we talk like this, talking about the conceptual pure land, yes.
Et quand on parle de renaître en une des terres pures, ça sera fait au niveau conceptuel des terres pures.
And however,
a pure land like Devachan, Sukhavati, and even ordinary beings also can be born there. Even if one has not achieved the Bodhisattva's level, yes. If one has a great and strong faith, and one can be born there.
Et même quelqu'un qui n'a pas atteint le niveau des Bodhisattvas, mais qui a une foi profonde, peut renaître en Devachan.
Rinpoche says that when an ordinary being is born in Devachan, and then to achieve the first level of Bodhisattva as soon as is born in Devachan, doesn't mean that one really achieved the first level of Bodhisattva, because it's equal to achieve first level of Bodhisattva, because then one would have all the positive conditions to accumulate merit, you know, and accumulate wisdoms, and in order to achieve the first level of the Bodhisattva, all the level of Bodhisattva, yes. And also one would have the power through which one could go from one pure land to the other pure land, and one can visit, yes, one pure land to the other pure land.
Not immediately.
First he will have all the right opportunity, all the positive conditions, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is no possibility then to fall down.
Mm-hmm. Et donc un être ordinaire qui renaît en Devachan, mm-hmm, n'obtient pas immédiatement le stade des Bodhisattvas, mais il acquiert toutes les possibilités d'accumuler du karma positif et de du karma positif et de la sagesse, et il a également les pouvoirs dans les autres terres.
So then on the other hand, if the person, yes, who is born in the Devachan
and he has already accumulated this or achieved the achieved this path of accumulation or path of accumulation in the path of what is it, junction, path of junction. So such bodhisattva, and as soon as he sees the face, the whole, the radiating the face of Buddha Amitabha, and he achieve first level. Before we achieve the first level bodhisattva, there is cholam. That means it depends on the being, you know, what level he is, you know.
Et si un être a déjà fait le chemin de l'accumulation et de la préparation, à ce moment-là, quand il arrive en Dewachen, aussitôt qu'il voit le Bouddha Amitabha, il atteint la première il atteint la première terre des
bodhisattvas.
In relative level, Rinpoche says that there are different explanations, yes, on the pure land, some pure land bigger, some pure land smaller, and smaller, and accordingly then the power and the quality they have, they will achieve there is also various, varies.
Au niveau relatif, il y a des explications sur les tailles plus ou moins grandes des paradis et sur les qualités et pouvoirs qu'on peut y acquérir.
So then, concerning the ultimate pure land, which says, which is the realization of the nature of the mind. So then, the realization of nature of the mind, when we achieve it, then that is achievement of the bodhisattva's level.
Et quand on atteint la réalisation des pures terres au niveau absolu, quand on réalise la nature de l'esprit, cela correspond à l'achèvement des terres des bodhisattvas.
So therefore, Rinpoche says that when we do meditation, our meditation is on the Mahamudra and the Shunyata. They are the means or the ways to achieve the ultimate. A pure land and to rest there, and then and the prayer, then also we do the prayers here to be born in the Dewachen, like Dewachen prayers, you know. So they are the means to be born in the relative the pure land or in relative level. So it means that we have to practice both are equally important, yes.
Et méditer sur Chiné ou le Mahamudra, c'est les moyens pour atteindre les terres pures au niveau absolu. Faire des prières, c'est le moyen d'atteindre les terres pures au niveau relatif. Et il faut faire les deux.
Then any question?
Est-ce que vous pouvez préciser la deuxième sorte d'activité et expliquer quelle est la différence avec le cinquième?
Can we see the Chinese later or what? Later, lay ni bate down le lava ni le keba kare. Lay ni bate down lava ni le keba kare.
Lay ni bate turparan res.
Nonso.
Turpar le lay ni bate sentin la tempe. Kene.
Mm-hmm. In fact, the second one is a to show, to appear in the sense to guide the beings in the through a different, through various means, skillful means. And the fifth one is really to show the really, appearance, you know, in different forms.
La deuxième consiste en fait à guider les êtres par différents moyens, et la cinquième à s'émaner réellement sous différentes formes.
For example, Rinpoche is showing the various means, means, or you can say applying or guiding with the various means. Means that the bodhisattvas, noble bodhisattvas, and Buddha, they apply. They have the power to apply various means. For example, even they teach, even through the through the sound also. The sound of Karit Dali. To various sound, you know. For example, sounding from the sky, and without and seeing any form, without showing any form, to teach through a sound, yes, in the space, in the sky. Or sometimes they teach through the sound of the tree or the branches when the wind blows. So that even that sound also teaches the beings.
Et le deuxième moyen consiste à guider les êtres par des moyens variés. Par exemple, en envoyant des sons dans le ciel sans qu'il y ait aucune forme, ou par le vent qui souffle dans les branches, le son qui vient des branches, cela peut enseigner les êtres.
So concerning the fifth activities, so in order to benefit the beings, but the beings, yes, Buddha has to emanate in different forms and in superior forms, you know, according to the different world. They show the superior one. Always they emanate in the superior form. For example, the biggest or the greatest artist, you know, which is most renowned artist, very most famous one in different art.
Et en ce qui concerne la cinquième forme, il s'émane sous des formes qui sont toujours les meilleures parmi la forme correspondante, par exemple des meilleurs artistes ou des choses comme ça.
Benna, Tiva Trupate, Nyada Ragonda Barbata, Tene Jarpota Lembo Lasova, Madavasos, Tabaris.
For example, concerning the emanation of rebirth, which means to take rebirth, you know, in different rebirth, and this is there are many various kind of rebirth, which is emanation of the Buddha and Bodhisattva, yes, like the in animals, which is give example like rabbit and fishes and so on. And then in the human being also, some as king, some as a minister, and like that.
et ils peuvent prendre différentes formes de naissance dans le monde des humains, comme des rois ou des kings, ou des ministres ou des gens comme ça, dans le monde des animaux, comme des poissons ou des lapins, etc.
So when Buddha emanate in the form of a king or a minister or a householder, yes, and all the merchant, yes, and when he emanate in different form, so that time, in many times, yes, he does not emanate as a Buddhist. The thing that what he does is just to carry out the bodhisattva activities, you know, to guided by or motivated by love and compassion for the beings.
Et quand il se manifeste sous forme d'un roi ou d'un ministre ou d'un commerçant ou sous une autre forme, il ne prend pas forcément la forme d'un bouddhiste. Mais il est motivé par la motivation du bodhisattva d'aider les êtres. Et quand ils s'émanent sous forme d'animaux, ils peuvent s'émaner sous forme de gros animaux qui se font manger pendant des milliers d'années par des animaux plus petits.
So it is said that when Buddha, once Buddha took the emanation of a tortoise, yes. Tortoise, it is said that often he used to, he comes up.
Il est dit que quand il prend une émanation de tortue.
Flies, yes. Bees. Not bees, sorry. The flies and the wasp, yes.
C'est quoi flies?
The mouche. The mouche,
oui.
And the wasp. Not bees, they're for honey, sorry. Ah.
Il s'émane sous forme de tortue. Il sort de la mer et il se laisse manger par des milliers de mouches.
So because of this reason, anyway, one can definitely say that anyone who is motivated by who works, yes, for the welfare of the other beings, motivated by or inspired by great love and compassion, he or she is a bodhisattva.
Et on peut dire que quiconque agit pour le bien des êtres, motivé par l'amour et la compassion, est un bodhisattva.
So such quality. It's such quality. If a man has, he's called the male bodhisattva. If a woman has, and she, female bodhisattva. If a rabbit has it, so then the rabbit bodhisattva, and like the fish bodhisattva and tortoise bodhisattva,
barba,
and a frog bodhisattva.
Et c'est ce qu'on appelle un bodhisattva masculin ou féminin, ou un lapin bodhisattva, ou un poisson bodhisattva, ou une tortue bodhisattva, ou une grenouille bodhisattva.
Such beings, such great beings, even if they don't think that they are Buddhist, or even they are not called as Buddhist, but if they have these qualities, so they are spontaneously or naturally they are Buddhist.
Et si ces personnes ne sont pas considérées comme bouddhistes, par le simple fait d'avoir ces qualités, elles sont bouddhistes.
Te yendo samba da ni ni ko ne lande zepa gomba poti yo ne ya te te pa te te dan te mare na ba sa.
So similarly, motivated by love and compassion, if any person who practices the patience, and he's also following the Bodhisattva's path.
Et quiconque pratique la patience suit également le chemin des Bodhisattvas.
Tenda morete ne zoi turbate indique la fin d'ogre sedo. Tene zoi hindam keba.
Concerning the emanation of a craftsman or artist is concerned, and then they appear in the form of such a great artist who's never happened before, and most renowned one in the world, most famous one. Yes.
S'ils apparaissent sous la forme d'artistes, ce sont les plus connus dans le monde, tels qu'il n'y en a jamais eu auparavant.
However, such an emanation of a craftsman and etc., and the things that they make, they produce, yes, or make. For the being is always beneficial, yes, not harmful.
Et de telles émanations sont toujours bénéfiques et jamais ne
nuisent.
The reason why they always make things which benefit the being, not to harm, because all the bodhisattvas they made a very strong prayer and also made strong resolution, yes, or made up their mind to benefit the beings, not to harm.
Et la raison pour laquelle ils viennent toujours en aide aux êtres et ne leur nuisent jamais, c'est qu'ils ont fait de grands souhaits pour être bénéfiques.
So, then the param nirmanakaya or the sublime emanation, the sublime emanation, emanated body, is that it always appears in the form of a human being, the most superior human being, like Siddhartha, like Buddha, Gautama, adorned with many auspicious signs, his body, like a top and knob on the head, on the crown, and the sign of the wheels on the soles, and etc. Soles and the palms.
Et les émanations, ce qu'on appelle les émanations sublimes, apparaissent toujours sous forme humaine, par exemple comme le Bouddha Gautama, dont le corps était orné de caractéristiques merveilleuses comme la protubérance sur la tête ou les roues du Dharma, sous les pieds et dans les mains.
Oh, t'es Dharma.
Peut-on provoquer des rêves qui proviennent de la nature pure de l'esprit?
Is it possible to provoke to provoke dreams which come from pure nature of the mind?
Is it possible to provoke eyes to create?
To create.
To let happen.
Not let happen, to provoke, to create.
To make happen.
To make happen, to make happen the dream.
Dreams which come from the pure nature of the mind.
Then, so, same target and similar to Milam Tendu. Zochu was Milam Council Tangju, but in a young silver.
Oh, then,
of course, it is possible. And this, such things, you know, mentioned in Vajrayana also. In Vajrayana, yes.
C'est possible, de telles choses sont mentionnées dans le Vajrayana.
Thank you.
Dorje tepe lolo malang jenang dorje kalso tambo malang ngom mahi ba kibar sepe dama mohi na malang dulu nama dama tiap malang tapat jero dama tu dulu.
For example in the
malang madap malang tapat jero dama ya.
Nasu.
Ati ini juga.
Nasu.
Mohi pe dama mohi na madap nama madap malang jenang tapat tapat lah jero dama.
And in Vajrayana Rinpoche says there are as various method or instruction concerning the dream practice of the dream. And first, the instruction or the method how to recognize the dream, and after that, then how to transform the impure dreams into pure, into pure or pleasant. Yes, and thirdly. And then how to create a dream, you know, how to make the dream happen, yes.
Et dans le Vajrayana, il y a des instructions pour d'abord reconnaître les rêves, ensuite pour transformer les apparences impures des rêves en apparences pures, et enfin pour provoquer les rêves.
Tapi lu sejor pa, mada betani tanda kor tapun kor dijor mana
sekarang. And for example, Rinpoche says that the transformation of the impure body into pure, and the transformation of the impure place into pure one, and the transformation of the impure surroundings or surroundances, or the means attendants or people who are around us. Into pure ones. Method transformation. The second one. He gave example really. The impure land into pure land. Impure, that means in the impure place, it's transformed into pure.
Body.
Yeah.
Body and the corps. Three moyens pour transformer. Les corps impurs en corps purs, les endroits impurs en endroits purs, et l'entourage impur en entourage pur.
Tu vois ça, c'est vrai.
Tenez, Sanjo, c'est pas l'air n'a pas trop de malade, n'a pas l'air n'a pas trop de malade, n'a pas trop de malade, n'a pas trop de
Also, concerning the six activities of the Bodhisattva, Rinpoche says, we will, if we read the Milarepa's life story very carefully, we will find all of them.
Et en ce qui concerne les six activités des Bodhisattvas, si on lit soigneusement la vie de Milarepa, on peut toutes les trouver.
Milarepa de Dorje Tekpa Latin, Prabha Toka Nanja Bachimbore, Senyi Tekpa, Tekpa Latin, Batine, Papa Sanjo Sambayan Res,
Also, and Rinpoche said that Milarepa, also, Dorje Tekpa Latin.
Ketan Lam Dorje Tekpa Latin, Dorje Chamber Kofan Doba Rete, Senyi Tekpa Log, Papa Sanjo Sambayan Res.
Though Milarepa, yes, he achieved the state of Vajradhara or the Buddhahood through the Vajrayana ways, yes, in one lifetime. And however, he is the also on the other hand, he is also the great bodhisattvas of the Sudrayana also. Yes.
Et quoique Milarepa ait atteint l'état de Bouddha en une seule vie selon les moyens du Vajrayana. Également, il avait l'activité des bodhisattvas.
Pena cherawan gombo dorje tan cheta chawa dorbo kapso malare pe seva nige chembo kone lande lo tanwe tene cheta chawa tan cherawan gombo doje koranda jeba tan domar chorson as te san chu san jeba.
For example, when he tamed the Kirava Gombodor, the hunter Gombodorji, and his hunting dog. He sang, yes, he taught them in the teaching that he gave them is in the form of a song. He sang the song, yes, as teachings, completely motivated or inspired by love and compassion. and so finally all of them became his disciples. So these are also the activities of the Bodhisattvas.
Et quand il a discipliné le chasseur Gunpo Dorje et son chien,
oui.
Et son chien, il a chanté, il a donné son enseignement sous forme de chant, complètement motivé par l'amour et la compassion.
Therefore, Rinpoche says we should read the life story of Milarepa, and then find out these six activities of the Bodhisattva, how he carried them out.
Donc, on devrait lire la vie de Milarepa et trouver toutes les six formes d'activités, comment il les a déployées.
And for example, Milarepa often sings that all the phenomena are like a magical illusion, appearance of the magical illusion, or like the appearances of the in the dream. Yes, so these teachings are connected with the. With the activities of seeing what you call yes.
Et par exemple, Milarepa décrit souvent les phénomènes comme des rêves ou des illusions magiques, et ça se réfère à la vue.
Yes, there any question?
Ça veut dire que d'atteindre l'état de Bouddha en une seule vie, si on considère qu'on a tous eu de très nombreuses, un nombre indéfini d'existences, qu'est-ce que ça veut dire que d'atteindre l'état de Bouddha en une seule vie?
What does it mean to attain Buddha for the one life when we know that we before had an existence?
Before?
Before everybody has an existence. You know?
Yeah.
Each being has many existences. So what does it mean to reach Buddhahood in only one life, when we know we before had many existences?
We had been existing already.
Yes, true. Each being has many existences.
Ah, in previous life. Yes.
So yeah. What does it mean to reach Buddhahood in only one life, when we have countless lives before?
I see. Come on. Kewa, ngan kewa mangbo, chang me paro, lang san se. Lute chang me pa lang san ba. Sung she gyo res ro. Cho zi ni kewa chik la ene, lute chik rang la ene, sang ji ko pang dhubha se ya. Ki khande res, ki khanda khande res.
Kewa chang me pa lang
ba te, kunzob jawan de se paro. Yes, sir. And then Rinpoche say that,
conventionnel.
Tenet un an de vente de Sena, qui va te en tout son yami, il de Sena, qui va en avoir tata son yami, il est yami qui t'a retrouvé.
So, the Buddha says, in absolute sense, or according to the absolute sense, yes. So, then, since previous birth and the next birth and the present birth, everything is a within the time, yes. So the three time is also what you call past, future, and present. Three time is also as a concept. So we have to realize the one has to achieve the realization of what we call the equality, or equality, yes.
Au niveau
equality of birth, yes. Of birth.
Au niveau absolu, le fait des vies du présent, du futur, du passé, des vies de la vie actuelle, des vies passées, des vies futures, est un concept. Et les trois temps sont au niveau conceptuel. Donc on doit réaliser l'égalité de la
Yes, in really, in absolute sense, all the birds, past, future, and present, all the three birds, yes, are equal. They are equal. Means that inherent, they are all inherently non-existent. So, in the expanse of the voidness, they are equal.
Et donc, au niveau de la vacuité, de la réalité absolue, les naissances passées, présentes et futures sont égales de réalité existante.
For example, the past, future, and present in the dream is that from its own, from the from dream its own part, in reality, yes, they are all equal, yes. They are all inherently non-existence, the three times, you know, in the dream. Yes, the reason why in Vajrayana one can achieve, yes, Buddhahood in one lifetime, because that when we say Sangye, that means Sang and Ye, which the thing. And then the thing that which is not Ma Sangpa. Sangpa means infinite. Sang means Sang and Ye. There are two terms in one, two words in one term. Yes. Sang means to be, what do you call it? To be free from or completely. That thing which we are not free from is the impurities, the what you call tulva, yes, the confusion or the illusion, bewilderment, yes. So that is thing. And when we remove it, when they are removed, so then all the intrinsic qualities are developed. So in this way, one achieve Buddhahood in one lifetime through a very special means in Vajrayana.
Et on peut atteindre l'état de Bouddha dans le Vajrayana par des moyens spéciaux en sangye. Sang, ça veut dire libre de quoi? Des émotions et des impuretés. Et gye, ça veut dire épanoui, qui épanouit les qualités correspondantes.
So now we shall do meditation for a while.
On va méditer.
Gonte tandanga so do de chu de nandang la sen yo de ken de.
So the this time our object of meditation would be, yes, will be the meditation on the various point Chögyam Namda. Yes, the various